Good evening, everyone. It's been a minute, but I am back. This is your host, Robert Hutchins, and I want to thank you in advance for listening to another episode, or if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the Coastal Bend Chat. Sunday evening, countdown has begun to the dreaded Monday morning. Anyway, just thought I'd get on here and just kind of talk about change. Some reason some of us, we go through quite a bit of change in life, and not always fun, but if I've learned over the years, if you embrace it, sometimes you can really make a good thing out of something that could be scary or frustrating or a big hassle in your life. If you're, you know, sometimes we don't anticipate change and it comes about and we just have to deal with it. The world changes, things change, people change. So anyway, but whether it be your job or just your life in general or your situation, change living locations, it can be a big change. And depending on what it is, sometimes it can be extremely disruptive. It can cost you financially sometimes in the beginning. But, it's, you know, regardless, you can turn a change that you really don't want into something positive if you just focus on the positive and look at the potential that could take place because of the change. I mean, an example could be job roles. You know, I know at my job as a claims adjuster, things are always getting changed up, so we kind of, you know, we're kind of used to it, and some of the changes we don't like, you know, and sometimes it could be getting more work dumped on us, or it could be increased, you know, a bigger role where you have more responsibility in the types of claims you handle, which in turn brings with it more stress. Don't always get rewarded financially for it, because sometimes, you know, a client may leave, or you may have a strength that they need for a particular client and someone else doesn't, or someone else's caseload is bigger than yours, so they can't give it to that person, so they give it to you. And anyway, I've learned over the years, because it's not always fun, but, you know, never complain about it openly anyway. Keyword being openly. Just go with it and make the best of it. I know I've had quite a few things where things have changed at work, and I always end up learning something from something new I have to deal with that can benefit me later on down the road. And it's the same with life, you know. Years ago, when my youngest son was first diagnosed with autism, and we started having to deal with that change, because he was just shy of 2, maybe a year and a half, maybe a year and 20 months, something like that, but a year and 8 months. But we had, you know, he regressed and things changed. And then as he's gotten older, there's certain things that limited him or he totally had struggles with that are no longer present, really, or they're mild. You know, the issues he has are mild when they used to be major and basically set the tone for his day. And now they're mild, but there's also been new things that have become kind of come up to the forefront that impact him now, that kind of set the tone for his stay. So anyway, but you know, we never expected that to hit us, and it did, but and it hadn't been fun at all. But we've gotten a chance to see him grow. We've learned to do things that we were not used to doing, we would have never done otherwise. So, you know, we've kind of made the best of it. And, you know, it can be the same with, you know, a marriage or a relationship, whether you're getting into it or it's ending. You know, it could be changed. A person may no longer be in your life, or it may be a new, you know, an additional person in your life, but you can make the most of it and roll with the punches. And, you know, don't ever complain about it and get a negative outlook on it, because it'll affect your view of it, and you'll miss the lesson to be learned or the benefit from the change. So anyway, and also the same with moving. Sometimes you have to move, and for another job, or maybe the job of a family member, and you may not necessarily like where you're moving to, the area. But if you keep a positive outlook, you'll benefit from it. You can make something positive out of a negative, or what you perceive to be a negative. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a negative, but what you perceive to be a negative. So that's basically what I wanted to just ask y'all. You know, have you had any major changes in life, and how did you handle it? Just let me know. If you can comment or shoot me an email at coastalbendchat@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at coastalbendchat. Instagram coastal_bend_chat. Or on Facebook, coastalbendchat. Drop me a comment and let me know what changes have you been through recently. Were they a good or a bad change? You know, did it impact you positively or negatively? And what was your outlook? And if your outlook was negative, what did you do to overcome it, to make it into a positive? Until next time, I'm your host, Robert Hutchins, and I'll check you later.